Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is it hard to access cash in your hometown? New rules today are going to allow you to raise concerns about cash access with the central bank. And Barry Duff, who's from the Lock and Brew Cafe and Restaurant, is with me here on the programme. Barry, just first of all, how important is cash for businesses nowadays?
Well, there's always going to be an element of cash that we need to run our businesses. But I suppose like the trend is going towards credit card. It's as simple as that. Like we've noticed like 80% of our turnover would be credit cards now, where prior to that, maybe 3 or 4 years ago down the road, it was like maybe 50-50, maybe 40-60, and 60 would be cash and 40% would be credit cards. But that's nearly doubled now, like over the last
80%.
4 years. 80%, yeah.
And when you say credit cards, Barry, do you mean, is it the chip in pin? Is it the card in the Visa debit machine? Or is it all through, you know, Apple Pay or wallet on a phone?
Well, you know, like for teenagers that come in, like they'd all be on their phones, you know, they'd never have it, like they'd never take out a physical card. So they're the ones that, like, I remember actually I turned around to three girls that were actually paying one day and they're all paying by credit card. And I just, out of just curiosity, I said, look, do you ever carry cash? You know, and like with they turned around and said, like, you know, us to have cash, like it was kind of a strange thing to ask them. And then between themselves had a little discussion, you know, okay, but like if we had to go get cash, we'd have to go to an ATM and get cash. Oh, that's strange. And it's strange to them, you know.
It's strange for them, is it, Barry?
Strange for them, yeah. To carry cash, yes, very much so. So I'd envision another 10 years that will all be that. You know, it'll be just credit cards, it'll be Apple Pay, it'll be phone pay. You know, I don't think there's going to be very little physical cash. And I can see that in the business, you know, yeah. That we have very little physical cash. You know, there would have been a time in my business where, you know, you'd be going to the bank every week to lodge cash in. That hasn't happened for the last...
So it must be more convenient then for small businesses. Sure, it has to be. Even buy and change.
It is convenient. And then from, I suppose, like, if you're worried about your like someone coming in to kind of rob the till or whatever, like, there's never going to be much cash in anybody's till now in retail, I wouldn't think. And it is very convenient from that point of view. But we're always going to need cash. That's the thing. But, you know, as I said, like, the teenagers nowadays, they're never going to have cash. So are we going to get to that stage where we don't have cash, where we will always need to have an element of cash?
We did have some new rules introduced last year in terms of the criteria kind of setting out the minimum percentage of the population in each region in the country that must be within about 10 kilometres of an ATM machine or a cash service. And then separately as well, a minimum number of ATMs per 100,000 people. So there will always have to be a certain amount of the bank ATMs within your locality or the kind of the cash service dispensaries as well. Texter here tells me most people are paying taxi fares at the moment by card. There's no cash in circulation. We then have to pay the bank charges for even taking the card payment as well. What about you, Ben? Do you use cash?
Hey, Andrea. So me personally, I wouldn't say that I use cash very often. I don't usually have necessarily a need for it. But I suppose I would agree with a lot of the points from your other caller. I would say that there should be some in circulation at all times. To go to a wider argument, the freedom of choice to have the option to what you have to do. And also, if you live in a more rural location with a little less access, or for heaven's forbid, should the only shop nearby, their card machine not work, etc., or there may be an issue with the technology or the internet, etc. So I think it's always good to have those options on hand and available to you. But I notice, like, in terms of access, like, you often, especially on the weekend, can go to the ATM and have to go hunting for another one because, unfortunately, they've run out of banknotes or they only give out 50s or all this kind of stuff. And especially, like, for younger people who have money from their parents, they might want to take out cash, but, like, they mightn't even have 50 euro to be taking out. So that kind of limits that as well. So I think there's a lot of arguments, but I think access to cash is still very relevant. Firstly, with the freedom of choice. Secondly, as a wider thing, you know, we heard about that ICC judge who had everything blocked through Visa and everything and couldn't even board a train or board a flight or access anything in terms of his banking or his cards and things like that. And that was kind of like more of a political stance. So I think that goes again, to the argument of like trying to get a certain amount of independence from these huge American like controlled like conglomerates and firms and things like that. So I think it really comes down to like freedom of choice and the ability to access an alternative means of payment. I understand like efficiency, regulation, and phasing out maybe more outdated things like we see with things like postal orders and checks and things like that being far less common, if not completely eradicated. And
I wonder how many people even use checkbooks still. You know, years ago,
I can't imagine. It's a very, very common thing. I know it was kind of filtered down into like maybe businesses using them for larger things, and then even that's kind of gone out the window now a little bit. And I get that, but I think something as integral as cash, I don't think can necessarily go down the same route completely. I understand it probably sounds a bit hypocritical because I'm not really using cash a lot, but I think having the freedom of choice, I think, is quite important, whether it's, you know.
So you think we do need these protections? It's Finance Minister, it's Simon Harris that's going to sign off on these proposals by the financial regulator, which will effectively, Ben, kind of underpin access to cash, you know, that it'll kind of give people protections around having greater accessibility or greater access to cash in their locality. So you do think there's choice required and needed?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. And I think I would hope that feedback is coming somewhat from the electorate, and that there is people out there who are saying this and they are listening to that feedback, and it's coming from the people who want it. And at the end of the day, that's their job. They are serving you and they're serving your interests. So
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. There's a great text here, Ben, from a listener who tells me my mother, so the granny basically, my mother gave my 4-year-old daughter a tenner. She turned round and asked me, what was it? She'd never actually seen cash before. The grandchild at 4 years. Obviously, the parents are using.
I can well imagine the years I got cards. And you'd have to do the money falls out, and you look at the card and you're like, oh, what a lovely card. And then you go, oh, the 50 euro you shouldn't have.
Yeah, it's now all Revolut. Kind of like,
now they just Revolut you. They're like, oh, I sent that over to you on Revolut or whatever. You don't even see. And it's the sentiment is the same, but it's kind of, a little bit nostalgic really for us.
My card was compromised on Sunday, says this texter. I haven't been able to pay for anything. I've actually been, or haven't even been able to get cash out either, because there's no bank in my locality. So obviously that texter would be somebody who would benefit from these access to cash measures. Listener tells me the only winners of a cashless society are the banks. Every good economy needs a certain amount of the black economy to thrive. Take away the cash and the prices are going to soar, according to Anita in Wexford. Brian is on the line. Brian, you're a taxi driver in Roscommon. Do they still pay with cash, or is it all card?
It's mostly card now with all the apps, you know, and then the apps take, 15%, and then whatever you have to pay for your rent and such like for using the app. And people, you know, even getting into the car, like even using the banks, you're getting 1% taken on your machine, and they're also being charged. You know, it's crazy.
So it's a nightmare for the taxi driver, but super convenient for the customer.
Oh, it's super convenient for the banks also, because they're getting paid both ways. They're getting paid twice. Like, I'm in a little village that used to have three banks. We have one now.
Just one left in the locality.
Yeah,
and the idea that we're going to, you know, try and bring in rules to sort of protect the number of ATMs and cash service machines that we have in the country. And we already have laws, you know, with regards to that we have to have X number of machines. I think there's about 4,000 ATMs in the country, 1,200 cash service points, according to the central bank's figures in February. But you think that's required? Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot of them that are privately owned, and they're charging, you know, whatever they feel like on charges for using them. You know, they're not owned by the banks.
So do you think we, like, should we have these greater protections then for cash?
Well, yes. And try and get rid of the cards.
Yeah, but the cards are more convenient. And I actually would have thought, Brian, for you as a taxi driver, that, you know, that it would be more convenient for you not having to bother having to handle making sure you have change for customers, and, you know, even for fear of theft or burglary when you're driving as well. Does it not give you some security reassurance? No?
No, not really, no. Because no matter what card it is, you're being charged by whatever company. You know, the only people that are making money out of cards are the banks and private companies that, you know, if you want to use their app or whatever, you have to pay them 15% commission on every job you get. You know, and they take it at source as soon as they take it off the customer.
Yeah.
And you're paid a week or two later on.
Yeah, going through
the
apps.
What are you meant to live on? What are you meant to live on? What are you meant to put petrol or diesel into your car? Pay your insurances.
So you,
if you can't get paid for a week.
And chances are people are probably unlikely to go back to cash when we have so many of the online banks and banking apps, Brian. I mean, how many, roughly what percentage? Like, we had Barry telling us earlier, 80% of his customers use
Well, I'd say
cards.
About 80% also.
About 80%, yeah.
You know, because it is so handy.
John has got in touch. He says, I only use cash. I haven't any cards. May it continue. Listener says, I never use or never carry any cash at all, and I actually feel safer constantly using bank cards. Another texter tells me there's no ATM in their village. Local shop is closed and the local pub doesn't give cash back. So we actually have nowhere to go to get cash out. It means that we have to drive to the nearest town, which is about 15 minutes away, often required for paying the bread man, milkman and babysitter, says this listener. Martina Kenny is from My Lovely Horse Rescue. Have you noticed a drop in donations in terms of the level of fundraising you're doing? Does the lack of cash impact that, Martina?
Yeah, online, like, you know, if it's on social media, it's a whole other thing. But yes, when we go out to, say, even Electric Picnic, it's cashless now. And you will have people going, oh, no money left, or I don't have my card, or hang on, I go find whatever. And it is hard. Or if you're on Grafton Street or you're at a supermarket or something like that doing a collection, older people always come up and say, you know, I don't know how to use the card and I don't have any cash on me. And if I, you know, or they'll go off and they'll get cash. And sometimes we do, we always have card machines and we try as much as we can just to say, look, it's card machines. But old people find it really hard.
Mm.
I had a woman struggling to use, she was saying that she had it on her phone, and God love her, she didn't have it on her phone. She thought she did, so she was tapping away. But like, it is very, very hard. And yes, when we go out to do, you know, live kind of things where it's a festival or something like that, it is definitely, we are definitely suffering in that way, without a doubt.
The problem, though, with just being so reliant on the card only and no cash, is that it's all greatly your phone dice.
Well,
and if you're
and
anything
also,
like...
Yeah, and it's also, for us, we've had a few incidents where we couldn't get any internet. Like, you might have the best card reader, but if you don't have internet for it, good 5G. That's happened to us a few times where we've literally just gone, or the organisers might say, look, there are, you know, there's electricity points, they aren't there. And you're like, oh my God. And it's just, it's one thing after the other. And then that's a cashless thing. And you know, I've seen many, many, even other vendors, things like that, would say to us going, it's just terrible. So it is affecting people very badly.
Listener tells me they think it's absolutely scandalous. On their recent visit to hospital, they paid for 1 hour parking by card and was charged one amount. Then they went to pay for another car by cash in the same machine for the same period of time, and it was 60 cent more expensive because they were actually using cash to pay for the parking. On the cash versus card, what's going to happen if computer systems in the bank or the phone services go down as they have before? Has anybody figured out how that's going to happen? And just very finally, another listener tells me that they take out €100 each week for themselves for treats. And once it's gone, it's gone. They don't tap for coffee. No tapping whatsoever. We're talking about these new rules today. The finance minister is set to sign off on these proposals. They're by the financial regulator, and the whole thing has been designed to basically underpin the so-called access to cash measures. But you are going to be able to directly raise your own concerns with the central bank if, like some of our texters today, you have difficulty in your own region or your own locality trying to access cash in that area. If you want to email us, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. Martina Kenny from the My Lovely Horse Rescue, Brian, Ben and Barry Duff from the Lock and Brew Cafe. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.